Hello and welcome to the Engagement Coach Podcast.
Welcome to the Engagement Coach Podcast with your host, Amrit Sender. So the topic of this week's podcast is moments that matter. Let me put some context around that. So last week, I went through a pretty tough week in terms of trying to maintain my energy levels. I'm very lucky. I've got an amazing team who are working so hard. They're keeping me energized. But last week, particularly, I was really struggling. My energy levels were low and I couldn't find a way of really getting myself going again. I was really struggling. And something happened that I want to share with you, and this is what's led to this podcast. So at home, I'd asked my children to help clear the study out. I've got a lot of books there, both from my pharmacy days, medical books, but other books as well, that were just taking up shelf space in our study. And I said to the kids, let's give these to charity, and box them up for me, and we'll make room for the other books that I've got to put on the bookshelf. And they did a really good job. They were packing the books and getting them all ready to hand over to the charity shop. Now, my son was flicking through one of the books, and he came across a photograph that he brought over to me. And it was a photograph I hadn't seen for years and years. And it was from when I was about 16, 17, and I used to do karate. But this was just no ordinary photograph. This photograph was from when we, as a club, went to the national championships. Now, the significance here is, when I was doing karate, we were about 3 to 4 months into me joining the karate club. I was on my first belt, and our fantastic instructor, Dave Martin, I will never forget him, he declared that we were going to, as a club, enter the national championships for the Amateur Martial Arts Association. And I was ecstatic. I thought he was declaring this because he thought we had the ability, and that's why he wanted us to go and enter. And so I took that belief upon myself, entered, and I started to train. And I was training 6 times a week, religiously, to be my best for the national championships. Now, my first round, I will never forget. My first round, I walked onto the mat, nervous, butterflies in my stomach, never done anything like this before. And the team were there, sat watching. And I made it through by default in the first round because the person didn't turn up. Amazing. Who knew I was going to get through to the first round of the national championships? But what was more bizarre was then the subsequent rounds where I beat brown belts and black belts and then went on to win the national championships. It was the most surreal experience of my life. And this photograph just fell out of a book, brought back such fond memories. Now, when I was training for the national championships, this is going to sound really cheesy and corny, but please bear with me. I hope I'm not alone. But there were 2 films that were out that were really significant. One was Rocky IV. Now, everybody was listening to the soundtrack, the soundtrack to the movie, as well as watching the film. And the other film was The Karate Kid that was out at the same time. It had only just come out. And as cheesy as it might sound, those 2 films, with the soundtrack, with entering the national championships, with the belief system that my instructor thought we had it in us to win, came together to change a shy boy who was socially awkward, more so than most teenagers at that age, to believe in something and then to go on to win a tournament that I had no hope of winning originally. And this photograph brought such fond memories back. Now, I remind you, last week was a really tough week for me. My energy levels were low. I was depleted. And this one photograph brought such fond memories back that it was like a supercharger. My energy levels shot up. The music came flooding back. In my mind's eye, I remembered the training, all the work we did. I remember the rounds. I remember so much that came flooding back. That just was like a supercharger for me. And it made me realize we all have moments that matter. Moments that help shape our outlook, our values, our beliefs. And actually, it's not often we use them as a resource or a reservoir of driving greater energy. But imagine the impact that could have. I mean, I felt it. Last week, it was the thing that got me through, and I didn't think we were going to get through the work we needed to get through by Friday, but we did. The team were amazing. And I felt I was dragging them back. And, you know, as a leader of a team, you sometimes feel you have to be the one who's leading the way with energy levels and everything else. And so there's more pressure sometimes. And it was just one of those moments that made me think, wow, if that photograph hadn't have fallen out of that book, I don't know how productive I would have been last week and what it would have taken for me to shake myself out of that space of, I don't know where I'm going to get my energy levels from to do all the work we need to get done. And this reminds me of some of the conversations I've been having with some senior leaders of organizations across the last few weeks. Some of them have shared their levels of exhaustion and how they're feeling. And their levels of exhaustion are being driven out of not so much work overload, but empathy overload. They are so empathic in terms of empathic leadership. They are connecting with all the people around them. They truly care. They're truly concerned. And they can immerse themselves in the pain and the experiences of the people who work for them. And they're desperately trying to make things better. But that empathy overload can make us sometimes just feel depleted. It's not about resilience in terms of bouncing back. It's about how do we maintain our energy levels to be our best. And so I guess all of us in our lives have got moments that matter, moments that help shape our outlook, our beliefs. And it's utilizing them now when we need our energy levels to keep going, to be sustained and maintained throughout this period, that we could just draw upon to allow us to be our best, to remind us to be our best. You know, empathy is about, you know, understanding and sharing the feelings of others, but actually self-empathy, empathizing with that person who has experienced you at your best, that dimension of you and in your past, you know, that you were at your best. So it's really just being able to think of it as self-care, think of it as time out, reflection, whatever it might be. But I wouldn't have got through last week if that photograph hadn't have fallen out of that book purely by accident. And and just to finish the story off, I did go on to watch Rocky IV again and The Karate Kid, and I felt energized. I felt like the kid who was getting ready for the national championships again. So as corny and cheesy as it might have been, it got me through. And what are the things that can get you through? I'm not saying that everybody's suffering from depletion, you know, energy levels and what have you, but I think we've got more empathic leaders than we ever did before. We've got more shared experiences than we've ever had through lockdown and through working from home. And I think the levels of empathy have shot up. And I think with that, though, is the risk of empathy overload. When we're really connecting with each other on a deeper level, there's a risk that we might just feel overwhelmed by some of the feelings that we are experiencing right now. So how can we take time out to reconnect with the best of ourselves, allowing us to maintain those energy levels? So that's all from me. Moments that matter. What are your moments that matter? Empathy overload. And how can we maintain our energy levels to be our best? Amrit Sander from The Engagement Coach. I will see you soon. Take care.
The Engagement Coach Podcast.